أجمعين. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الحيم. يسألونك عن الخمر والميسر، قل فيهما إثم كبير ومنافع للناس وإثمهما أكبر من نفعهما. صدق الله العظيم وصدق على رسوله النبي الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. We begin with the praises of Allah Rabbul Alameen, that Allah is mine and your soul sustainer, cherisher, nourisher and protector. May Allah's choicest salutations continue to descend and flow upon our noble master, our leader, our mentor, our teacher, our guide, Nabiya Pak Muhammadur Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Respected elders and friends, technology is undoubtedly a wonderful thing and has revolutionized the way we live our lives. However, as most things in life, what may be a means of great construction can very well become a means of great destruction. What may be great construction can very well become a means of great destruction. It all depends on its usage and how you use it. It all depends on its usage and how you use it. Take the example of a knife. You and I know that a knife can be used to cut fruit and various other things. But it can also be used to take an innocent life. Similarly, the sharpest knives of technology in the hands of almost every person is the cell phone and the internet. It is in the hands of every person, depending on how they are utilized, will determine the outcome, construction or destruction. In many instances, due to these items being used without caution or being used without supervision when being placed in the hands of children, evils which seemed far-fetched even a decade or two ago have become widespread. The worst filth can be seen longer than the press of a button. And the screen is almost in the hands of every youngster and every adult. Numerous people have sought assistance from ulama and social workers over the years and over the abuse and the destruction of the cell phone to overcome various types of addiction like usage of the cell phone and the internet. In fact, recently, not very long ago, I had a case where a couple, a lady comes to me and says, Maulana, 24/7 my husband is on the phone. He refuses to leave the phone alone. And eventually I come to know that he is busy chatting with a co-worker. So I approached him and asked the reason for you to be chatting. Yes, understandable if it's work related during working hours, but after working hours? No, she's just my co-worker. We're just setting a date for our meetings. We're doing this, we're doing that. Eventually, he could not let go of that addiction of speaking to the opposite sex, and that marriage didn't last, sadly. However, as of recent, there has been a new wave of complaints Rather, I would say a tsunami regarding a new type of online addiction, which is gambling. And that is what we're going to base our topic on today. And in fact, various jamiats in South Africa, KwaZulu-Natal, etc., have asked us to speak on this topic. Now, we need to understand the problem. Once, it was confined to casinos. In the larger metropolitan areas, gambling now has expanded and everywhere accessible, including the lotteries, the online gambling, the online games, with gambling elements for adults and children. The reality is that it has never been easier to place a bet. It has never been easier to place a bet. In fact, my youngsters were telling me that even in sport today, you can bet on every ball that is being bowled. You can bet on every bet and how many runs every player is going to make and how many goals this certain player is going to score. So every second it has not become easier to bet today. And up to now, the mere fact of being seen at a casino or at a gambling den was sufficient as a deterrent for most people from gambling. Nobody must see me here. Nobody must recognize me. That was the fear a person had. Nobody must see me here. And the fear of ruining one's reputation and social disgrace generally deters a person from entering such places. However, nowadays, my respected elders and friends, gambling around the clock from anywhere and everywhere, increasingly at many ages, including teenagers and even young children, who are well below the legal age of even gambling. And access to it has become so expanded, it hasn't only become a social wreck for Muslims, but various societies around the world. Those who follow the news will bear with me, that just a month or two ago, it was making huge headlines on the news. That what a catastrophe. What a catastrophe and what a problem gambling has become in our societies. And the concern is twofold. Firstly, more people will be curious to give it a try. And secondly, people will develop a gambling problem leading to many secondary issues. Like addictions such as alcohol and drugs, gambling addictions are characterized by an increasing tolerance that requires more gambling as time goes on. A person doesn't just gamble once. He requires more and more gambling as time goes on. And people often experience withdrawal symptoms that causes irritability when they try to quit. People may even do things they never thought they would do, running up huge debts or even stealing money to gamble. Now, who is affected, my respected elders and friends? Vulnerability is high across the board. Gambling affects anyone from any aspect of life. The wealthy consider it as a means of entertainment. And the low-income earner, he feels as a shortcut to success, and he might just hit that big win. He might just hit that big win. Latest statistics show, listen to this, mind-boggling. Up to 41% of low-income South African earners that are earning between the price range or that are earning a salary between 8,000 and 15,000 a month gamble to try to cover basic expenses like rent and bills. 41%. among people seeking help for gambling addiction, 35% are unemployed and rely on SASA social grants. Can you imagine? In one of KwaZulu-Natal's largest casinos, a woman in her late 60s sat frowning and moaning at the slot machine when she was approached by News 24. Dressed in a typical go-go fashion dress, she seemed unassuming that by 12:30 in the morning, she had already lost 3,000 rand. By 2 p.m., her total losses crossed 5,000 rand. I am so angry, she tells News 24. I am so angry. I keep playing and hoping that I win, but I haven't won it yet. So I arrived with 3,000 rand this morning and thought it would be enough, but this machine keeps chowing my money. She's saying, she's giving an interview to News 24, but she says this machine keeps eating my money. Despite her losses, she flipped her chair to mark her spot that this is my spot. I don't know how it works in the gambling dens. This is my spot. And soon she returns with another 5,000 rand. This is a woman in her 60s. And she tells News 24, I will win this time. Yet again, the machine chimed with another loss. My respected elders and friends, if I tell you the statistics, online gambling statistics, Ya Kareem Allah. This is the latest 2025 top picks. The global online gambling market is projected to grow from $117.5 billion US dollars in 2025 to $186.5 billion by 2029. 80% of online gamblers use smartphones as their primary device to gamble. Europe accounts for 50% of the global online gambling market as of 2025. In the UK, in the United Kingdom, 56% of gambling revenue comes from online channels. From $2.5 billion in 2018, to $20 billion US dollars in 2025. That is how this gambling market has emerged. About one in five adults globally have gambled in 2025. 10.5 million US adults face gambling-related harm annually. Globally, 80 million people may meet the criteria for a severe gambling disorder. Among those 80 million people, 50%, that is 40 million, have reported suicidal thoughts. And 17% of online gamblers have attempted suicide. The call to the South African Responsible Gambling Foundation, Ya Kareem, we also have a South African Gambling Foundation. You know, when you hear a gambling ad, and this amuses me the most, the ad will come on the radio, the entire ad. When it comes to the end, They tell you, you must be over 18, and you must be. How fast they tell you that? You notice that? How fast at the end they tell you, you must be over 18 and you must call the online gambling at 08600 and finish. Now listen to this statistic. Calls to the South African Responsible Gambling Foundation, the SARGF, counseling line, exploded from 140,000 in 1 year to 1.1 million in the year 24-25. And this is nothing new, my friends. Whilst we acknowledge that there is a problem in hand, as Muslims, we believe, you know, I always tell the family how much shukr we have to make to Allah for this deen of Islam. Really, my friends, every day when you get up, make this a habit. And say, oh Allah, Allahumma laka alhamdu ala al-iman wa laka al-shukru ala al-islam. Allah, I cannot praise you enough for this bounty of iman in Islam. Think how much harm Allah has protected us from. In fact, gambling is nothing new and had existed for centuries. Allah Ta'ala has directly addressed its prohibition in the Quran Majid, the ayat which I had read, يَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الْخَمْرِ وَالْمَيْسِرِ. They ask you with regard to wine and gambling, say it is a great sin, and the sin is greater than the benefit. And shaitan wishes only to plant enmity and malice between you through wine and gambling, to prevent you from the remembrance of Allah and from salah. My respected elders and friends, there is emphasis of abstention from the Quran and from the Hadith. In a narration of Sahih Bukhari, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam emphasizing how detestable gambling is said, and the person who says to his companion, come, let's gamble, he should give sadaqah. He should give sadaqah. In another Hadith, a person who has dipped his hand in any form of gambling, it is as though he has dipped his hand in the flesh and the blood of a swine. And like many addictions, it needs to be addressed. And unfortunately, many a times, gamblers refuse to take help. They refuse to take help. And the repercussions are many, my respected elders and friends. The material repercussions, the deeny repercussions. And there are so many incidents, my time is up, that the social welfare department has brought to our attention of people that are battling with this problem. I'll just go to two or three things that me and you can do to protect ourselves and to protect our children, our progeny from this addiction. We started with the chapter of seeking and turning back to Allah with sincere tawbah. Now many of us have free time. Ask Allah for forgiveness. Even if a person is deeply rooted in this problem, Allah's mercy is deeper. Even if a person is rooted in this problem, Allah's mercy is deeper. The Nabi of Allah said, the one who repents from sin is like one who has never sinned. Strengthen your salah and dua. This is the time whenever you feel the urge, make dua to Allah, come to the masjid, read salah. Replace the addiction with productive action. Shaitan can only fill an empty heart. Shaitan can only fill an empty heart. Fill your time with Quran and with other activities. Guard your environment. Delete apps. Block websites. Change social friends and social circles if necessary, and avoid anything that triggers. And most importantly, give in charity. Give in charity. A man once came to Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanwi Rahmatullah Alayhi, and he said, I am a habitual gambler. Habitual gambler, what is the remedy? Maulana said, courage is the remedy. resolve firmly that whenever you want to indulge in gambling, you will impose a fine on yourself. For example, I'll give 100 rand in sadaqah, or I'll read so many rakats of nafil salah, or I'll abstain from two meals. Other than this, the original remedy is nothing other than striving and the courage to suppress the nafs and the desires. My respected elders and friends, my time is up. In all its forms, gambling is an entertainment that is trying to seek a person away from the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Always make dua that Allah protect our homes, safeguard our youth, heal those already caught in this trap, and fill our lives with halal income and contentment and unwavering trust in His decree, inshallah. Wa ma alayna illa al-balagh. As brothers might have noticed, when entering the masjid, rather than spending our money in haram avenues, alhamdulillah, what a great opportunity we have today. The brothers of Four Ways have come all the way, mashallah, and they have come here to our masjid. Subhanallah, Allah reward them. They have come all the way from Four Ways, coming here, asking for a little bit of financial assistance. Alhamdulillah, they have managed to purchase a property not far away from the Four Ways Mall. We're all familiar with the Four Ways Mall, not far away from there. And somebody was telling me yesterday, last night, Monana, the amount of people that are moving to that area, alhamdulillah. There are many people working at the offices there from KwaZulu-Natal, from Cape Town, from these areas. So these brothers have taken on the initiative, alhamdulillah. They have already purchased the land. Now they need a little bit of financial assistance from me and you to do the rezoning and some renovations, inshallah, to make it conducive to a masjid, and the long-term plan, inshallah, to establish a madrasa and to establish a house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I always say that the best time to give charity is when the project is starting. Because we might not be around, me and you, we might not be around to see the completion of that project, but you never know where that project will go, inshallah. And you'll see the benefits and the fruits of your investment in the qabr, and you will wonder, but where is all this coming from? And then it will be told by that 100 rand you gave in Four Ways, this is the benefit of it today. So inshallah, we all will try to open our hearts and wallets, inshallah, and help these brothers that have come all the way, inshallah, seeking our assistance. Wa ma alayna illa al-balagh. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد فيا معشر المسلمين أوصيكم ونفسي أولا بالتقوى الله عز وجل والتمسك بالسنة المطهرة إخواني وخلاني قال تعالى زين للناس حب الشهوات من النساء والبنين إخوة الإسلام كل إنسان يميل بطبعه إلى المال ولذا قدمه الله تعالى في قوله يوم لا ينفع مال ولا بنون إلا من أتى الله بقلب سليم وكذا كشف سبحانه عن حقيقة هذه الدنيا في قوله تعالى المال والبنون زينة الحياة الدنيا والباقيات الصالحات خير عند ربك ثوابا وخير أملا فهذا سهل بن سعد قال يا رسول الله دلني على أمل إذا عملته أحبني الله وأحبني الناس قال ازهد في الدنيا يحبك الله وازهد فيما عند الناس يحبك الناس وكما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام واعلموا عباد الله أن كثيرا ما يرشدنا القرآن إلى هذه الحقيقة أن المال والأولاد زينة وتفاخر فاعلموا أن هذه الأموال وهذه الأولاد ليس بنفسهم أسبابا للتقرب إلى الله تعالى إلا من آمن وعمل صالحا، من عمل صالحا في حقوق الأموال وفي كذا وكذا، وما عمل متبعا للسنة النبوية فذلك مقبول عند الله عز وجل، كما قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: لا يدخل النار إلا شقي. فقيل: يا رسول الله، ومن الشقي؟ فقال: من لم يعمل لله طاعة ولم يترك له معصية. رواه ابن ماجه. نسأل الله السلامة والعافية. وأمر الله سبحانه وتعالى في من سأل النبي عن الإنفاق، فقال الله تبارك وتعالى: يسألونك ماذا ينفقون، قل ما أنفقتم من خير فللوالدين والأقربين واليتامى والمساكين وابن السبيل، وما تفعلوا من خير فإن الله به عليم. صدق الله العظيم، وصدق على رسوله النبي الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. الحمد لله، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره، ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي: يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك، وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: أرحم أمتي بأمتي الله عنه، وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر رضي الله عنه، وأصدقهم حياء عثمان رضي الله عنه، وأقضاهم علي رضي الله عنه، وعن الصحابة كلهم أجمعين رضوان الله تعالى عليهم أجمعين. الله الله في أصحابي، لا تتخذوهم غرضا من بعدي، فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم، ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم. وخير أمتي قرني، ثم الذين يلونهم، ثم الذين يلونهم. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم أيد الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم أصلح أحوال المسلمين في كل مكان يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. اللهم انصر إخواننا في فلسطين، اللهم انصر إخواننا في سوريا، اللهم انصر إخواننا في غزة، اللهم انصر إخواننا في شام، اللهم انصر إخواننا في كل مكان يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. اللهم ألف بين قلوب المسلمين، وأصلح ذات بينهم، وانصرهم على عدوك وعدوهم. اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة، وقنا عذاب النار، وأدخلنا الجنة مع الأبرار يا عزيز يا غفار يا رب العالمين. اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا. اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين، اللهم ارحم موتانا وموتى المسلمين. اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات، الأحياء منهم والأموات، برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. والحمد لله رب العالمين. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى، وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي، يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله يذكركم، وادعوه يستجب لكم، ولذكر الله أكبر، والله يعلم ما تصنعون. أقم الصلاة. Brothers, let us ensure that our steps are straight, standing shoulder to shoulder with our heels in line, standing as close as possible, ensuring that all the gaps are full. And I forgot to mention, brothers can donate in the way of cash. The Four Ways Jamaat also has their own machine with them, so you can use your credit card, your debit card, and they even have the EFT facility. The banking details are with them. You can directly do an EFT into their account as well. There is still place in the masjid. Let us try to fill in the gaps at the back.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah.
الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى، والذي قدر فهدى، والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى. سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله، إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى، ونيسرك لليسرى، فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى. سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى، ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا، قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى. بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا، والآخرة خير وأبقى. إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى، صحف إبراهيم وموسى. الله سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. هل أتاك حديث الغاشية؟ وجوه يومئذ خاشعة عاملة ناصبة، تصلى نارا حامية، تسقى من عين آنية، ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع. وجوه يومئذ ناعمة لسعيها راضية، في جنة عالية لا تسمع فيها لاغية، فيها عين جارية، فيها سرر مرفوعة، وأكواب موضوعة، ونمارك مصفوفة، وزرابي مبثوثة. أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت، وإلى السماء كيف رفعت، وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت، وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت. فذكر إنما أنت مذكر، لست عليهم بمسيطر، إلا من تولى وكفر فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر. إن إلينا إيابهم، ثم إن علينا حسابهم. الله سمع الله لمن حمده. الله الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. الله أكبر. استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله. اللهم لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. اللهم لك الحمد على الإيمان ولك الشكر على الإسلام ولك الحمد على كل نعمة يا رب العالمين. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى. اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية. اللهم انصر المظلومين والمستضعفين في كل مكان يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا رب ارحمهما كما ربيانا صغيرا. اللهم إنا نسألك من كل خير ما سألك منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. ونعوذ بك من كل شر ما استعاذك منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. أنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم. وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.